From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. In North Carolina, officials shut down a port and strongly advised people to evacuate the area after 9 shipping containers with highly explosive materials were punctured. The Morehead City Police Chief told WTVD television that the chemical involved is the powerful explosive PETN. Police have told people near the port to stay clear of windows and doors. The U.S. trade deficit in November was larger than expected. The Commerce Department says imports grew faster than exports, a sign that consumers and manufacturers' demand is on the rise. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
With the slow economy, the U.S. trade deficit, the difference between exports and imports, is half of what it was last year. In recent months, as the economy has improved, consumers and manufacturers have spent more on goods and materials from overseas. The Commerce Department reports that the trade deficit in November jumped to 9.7%, for a total of $36.4 billion. Imports rose by 2.6%, with the rising price of oil as a factor. U.S. exports also grew in November by 0.9%, the 7th straight gain. That included more than $7 billion in sales to China, the highest total yet for products ranging from soybeans to semiconductors. It's a trend aided by a weaker U.S. dollar and a sign that economies are improving overseas as well. Greg Allen, NPR News.
The Federal Reserve profited from the big bank bailout last year. The central bank says it made a record $52.1 billion. $46.1 billion of that amount will be returned to the Treasury Department. Moscow and Washington are expected to resume new strategic arms reduction treaty talks very soon. Jessica Gallagher has the details from Moscow.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that discussions on a replacement pact should take place later this month. Both sides were expected to sign a deal at the end of last year, but negotiations got bogged down. Lavrov blamed the U.S. for requesting additional documents, and Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin stated last month that Washington's missile defense plans in Eastern Europe were holding up discussions. The U.S. and Russia agreed last July to drastically reduce their nuclear arsenals. Both countries hold some 90% of the world's nuclear weapons. The previous pact expired December 5th. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood announced a new campaign today aimed at educating people about the serious consequences of distracted driving. He told the CBS Early Show that the group Focus Driven will travel the country to try to dissuade people from texting, eating, or putting on makeup while driving.
You cannot drive safely while you have a cell phone up to your ear or you're trying to text someone.
Focus Driven is modeled on mothers against drunk driving. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 41 points to 10,623. The NASDAQ is down 21 to 2291. This is NPR. The Iranian professor killed outside his home today by a remote-controlled bomb was an outspoken supporter of Iran's main opposition leader. He taught at Tehran University, the site of recent opposition protests led by students. The Iranian government blames the bombing on Israel and the U.S. government, which Washington calls absurd. A federal advisory panel says the government should tighten security reviews of scientists who do research on deadly pathogens. NPR's Richard Knox has more.
The Bush administration appointed the panel after the FBI concluded that an Army scientist named Bruce Ivins perpetrated the anthrax mailings of 2001. Ivins committed suicide in 2008 before he could be charged. The Working Group on Strengthening Biosecurity notes that Ivins was troubled for more than 6 years before his access to a high-security Army lab was revoked in 2007. The panel says scientists who work with deadly pathogens should undergo security clearance every 3 years instead of every 5, the current standard, and that assessment should include physical and mental health screening. The recommendations now go to the Obama administration for action. Some worry that onerous security clearances may discourage scientists from doing high-security research. Richard Knox, NPR News.
It's still cold across the eastern United States and much of the South, but a warming trend should begin tomorrow. Some Florida citrus and vegetable farmers will likely pay a heavy price for the lengthy cold snap. One farmer estimates his losses will be in the neighborhood of $750,000. National Weather Service forecasters are predicting temperatures should climb into the 40s by tomorrow. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.